State lawmakers have passed a hike in the minimum wage and a requirement that employers provide paid sick time for employees. That action keeps both measures off the November ballot, and it lets Republican legislators amend the laws with just a simple majority. Those fighting for the ballot proposals fear the GOP will undo them after the election or during lame duck. Senate Majority Leader Arlen Meekoff says it's not part of their plan to gut these newly passed laws.
But we're looking at all the things that would continue Michigan to be on the economic growth path. And some of these things are prohibitive.
Michigan's business group opposed the ballot proposals, including the Michigan Restaurant Association. Its president and CEO, Justin Winslow, is here with us. Justin, the MRA took the lead among business groups, urging lawmakers to act to prevent the two proposals from going on the November ballot. Why was that? What were your concerns?
Well, representing the restaurant industry is somewhat unique in that part of the One Fair Wage proposal was seeking to eliminate what's known as the tip credit, and that would put Michigan well out of the mainstream in the country, and that is devastating to restaurant economics and how our restaurant functions. And it was important enough to all of our members to engage at this level.
Democrats in the legislature called what their Republican colleagues did here a bait and switch. What are your thoughts on what happened?
Well, what I witnessed was 78 votes on the board, which is fairly bipartisan in my estimation. So I guess I don't quite agree with the premise of that statement, as both sides seem to come to the table, not in unison or to the same degree, but that we definitely saw Democrats coming across and supporting this this concept and this proposal as well.
What was your sense, Justin, of whether the One Fair Wage initiative would pass? Were you worried voters would say yes and pass it in November?
I think there's that sense, because it's easy to read a very short summary and not quite understand the full impact of this issue. I mean, there's a lot of history of minimum wage proposals passing at the ballot, and it's, you know, I think the concept of voting a raise for your neighbor, your friend, your son, your daughter is something that is appealing to a lot of people, but most don't understand, if you're really going to get into the nitty-gritty on what happens to the restaurant industry and how the tip side of the equation works, what that actually means. And that's where I thought it was really interesting how many servers came out yesterday, not just restaurant owners who are at the Capitol engaging with the legislature, but there were over 300 restaurant servers who you would think would be saying, this is fantastic, let's support this. They were saying quite the opposite. The tip culture works for me, and we want to keep it. Please, if you think this is helping me, you're wrong. I don't want to see this kind of help. And I thought that was a forceful message out in force yesterday.
Why not let voters decide on this issue, though?
Well, I mean, I think there's an opportunity here to have a realistic discussion that goes beyond the 30 seconds most voters would take to understand this process. And again, you know, I think what's interesting is this happened just 2 years ago in the state of Maine, where this same group out of New York came to Maine with a similar proposal to eliminate the tip credit. It passed. Voters didn't realize what they had passed. Servers didn't realize it either until very, very near the end of the process. But what happened in the wake of that was those servers organized, picketed at the state capitol, and actually had the tip credit reinstated by law by all the elected officials, Republican and Democrat, in that state of Maine. Because I think once the more people get the opportunity to learn about how eliminating the tip credit actually impacts not just workers, but owners, but the general public at large, their tone changes, and it's hard for a voter in the very limited time in a voting booth to take all of that in and understand that process in such a short time frame.
But we, you know, and yes, the organizers are from out of state, but more than 373,000 Michigan residents did sign that petition. I'm just wondering, why not, you know, make the case over the next couple of months to voters about why they shouldn't vote for this, and then let voters have their say.
Yeah, no, I think that's a fair question. I also think voters didn't get the full question, and this is part of a legal argument that we have made that is frankly still pending to this day right now in the Supreme Court, that what was put forth to voters to sign was, if not disingenuous, not accurate in the full impact and effect of what would happen. And so voters didn't realize that they were also voting to eliminate the tip credit. They thought they were signing something to increase minimum wage to $12.
Justin, what about the back of the house staff, the cooks and the dishwashers, the busboys? Do you support tip credit for them?
Well, I thought what was interesting is the servers who were out here yesterday saying, keep the chip credits so we can help the back of house, the heart of house, as it's often called in the industry. If you're going to increase the labor costs by 241% of the owner on these servers who needed the lease because they're usually making close to, if not the most, in a restaurant, you're making it more difficult to increase wages for that heart of house by doing that for that by doing that to the owner. And that's actually making it more difficult, not easier, for the heart of house to get the kind of raises that many of them feel they deserve.
What would you like to see the legislature do now, Justin? What changes would you like to see made?
Well, that's going to be a long discussion that the legislature is going to have, I think, amongst themselves. But I can tell you that what exists right now, the concept of restoring the wage that currently is the status quo, $9.25 an hour, and a tip credit that maintains a strong restaurant industry in the state, is not a bad place to end up, or at least start that conversation, because Michigan already has the highest minimum wage in the Midwest. So it's not like we're starting from a low point or some sort of draconian labor position on this issue. Michigan's already starting with the highest wage in any state that surrounds us. And retaining that tip credit is critical on both the worker side and the owner side of the industry.
Justin Winslow, President, CEO of the Michigan Restaurant Association. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you much.
We turn now to House Minority Leader Sam Singh. What is your response to the legislature's passing those two ballot initiatives yesterday?
Well, it was very clear that the Republican majority was finally shamed into addressing minimum wage and earned sick time. We've been pushing proposals like this for over 8 years, which they've refused to take up. And I'm pleased that these organizations were able to get the signatures to force the conversation that happened this week.
We have talked with the head of the Michigan Restaurant Association, and he pointed to the fact there was bipartisan support for this. Indeed, about half of House Dems voted in favor of the proposals, including you. Take us a little more deeply into why that happened.
Well, you know, Democrats have been pushing for an increase in the minimum wage as, along with earned sick time. So these policies are the policies that we believe in. And so that's why many of my Democratic colleagues supported it. The ones who didn't support it are concerned because we've begun to hear rumors that the Republicans are planning on gutting these provisions when they come back after the elections in November and during the lame duck session make significant changes to these initiatives. And obviously, no one supports that. Over, 400,000 people signed each of these petitions, and, they should have this law put into effect. And so that's where the concern is, that they're going to do a bait and switch on the voters after the elections in November. And, we're going to make sure that we hold people accountable, that they passed these initiatives, and they should not be amending them.
And your leadership counterpart in the House, Speaker Tom Leonard, already has been quoted as saying he wanted to make sure the legislature will still have a say and that he thought both those proposals were poorly written.
Well, again, these proposals, I think, are mirrored laws that are in other parts of the country. And so I actually think they're actually a really sound policy. Actually, we've had bills introduced by Democrats that talk about these very similar types of initiatives. And so, like I said, we will be holding Republicans accountable, and if they are thinking that they can do a bait and switch on the voters after the elections, I think the voters will hold them accountable.
Have your Republican colleagues, have any of them talked with you and given you any sense about what changes they'd like to see and when that might happen?
No, I've not had any specific conversations, but we've begun to see in media reports, different legislators talking about this amend strategy. There's actually some question whether that's even legally permissible to pass something like this and then change it within the same session. So I know if they do attempt to do anything like this in lame duck, that this will be going to the courts. I'm sure the groups that have been pushing for these initiatives to occur will challenge them if there are any changes that are made. So we'll have to wait and see what those actual proposals are, if there are any. But we're going to work between now and the election day to make sure that voters know what has happened here and make sure that they don't lose any of the rights and privileges that they just received by the legislature.
And Representative Singh, what do you think, what do you feel that Michigan voters should make of all of this, particularly the 400,000 who signed the ballot petition?
Well, I think they should be, you know, pleased that, you know, yesterday was a great day for working families, that we did acknowledge that, you know, the minimum wage is too low. We did acknowledge that everyone deserves earned sick time when they go to work, so they don't have to choose between taking care of themselves or their family when they're ill. And so to me, that's a positive step forward. Now, if the Republicans are going to try to play around with this and play politics with this, I think the voters will be really frustrated. But at the same time, if they don't do that and they actually implement what we've been fighting for the last 8 years, I think people will be pleased with it, because I think by and large, Republicans and Democratic voters wanted to see these things actually implemented.
Michigan House Minority Leader Sam Singh, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.